On the live line with us is the publisher of the North Bay Business Journal, Brad Bollinger. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Breathing just a tad bit easier this morning, literally, since the air quality is improved this morning, and let's hope it lasts.
Just a little bit better. Day by day, we'll get just a little bit better. It's been quite a, as your producer mentioned on the phone, maybe an asteroid is going to hit us or something like that. I
mean, my goodness. Let's cancel that particular statement. I think we've had quite enough so far. But I know that, you know, we've been talking all morning, Brad, about the differences in the calculation of our COVID-19 numbers this morning as the county gets in line with the state numbers. And of course, everyone is hoping that this will lead to a drop down of Sonoma County in terms of the tier, the state's version of the top spot that we're in, and that in turn turning into things like dining inside in Sonoma County sometime soon.
It's been a really, really difficult time for businesses. You saw in Marin County where they were set to move down a tier, I think it was, so indoor dining, and then just a few days before, I think maybe the night before, they were told, wait a second, you can't do that. So whatever certainty they can give to businesses would be welcome, because, by the way, it costs money to reopen, and you know, you hire people, you
put in COVID-19 precautions, all of that stuff costs money.
Right. And then all of a sudden, you know, you get a reversal. So whatever certainty we can get for business would be most welcome. And we know that a lot are just businesses are just not going to make it. And but let's not make it any harder than it needs to be.
And at what point, Brad, do you think that we'll have succinct information on the number of businesses in Sonoma County who will not be able to come back?
Yeah. Well, you've kind of seen it all over the map, right? I've seen high estimates. I've seen some that are quite, you know, somewhat moderate. So, you know, I think people are going to make a lot of decisions, not that necessarily based on the impact of the pandemic, but where they are in their life and whether it's time to, you know, do something different. So, there's going to be a lot of reasons other than not just the pandemic, but lots of reasons, I think. And that's going to take some time to make its way. And, you know, at the end of the day, we still live in a beautiful place, one of the special places on the planet, and we will get through this. And by the way, anywhere you go, you're going to have something similar to what we've gone through here in terms of the pandemic or global warming.
Well, there's always going to be something. That's true. That's true. Although, you know, I understand the people who have, particularly the people who have been through this fire circumstance on a very personal level more than once. You have to kind of understand that anywhere but here sounds good.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. And if you're at a point in your life where you're ready for a change or you want to be near family, I mean, we all are seeing this, you know, it kind of pushes the decision forward.
And with that in mind, Brad, on the North Bay Business Journal website, I should say, there is a story about a big Lake County resort project that's going on, or is it? Of course, a lot of cold feet with developers wondering whether they will be building in a safe location.
Exactly. I mean, Lake County, you talk about going through fires, you know, they've been through the worst of the worst.
And economic disasters,
Exactly. So, you know, I think businesses are having to make decisions around these big issues, these fires and pandemic and whatever else. And so, you know, that's going to play into their decision on whether to move forward there. I would think that, you know, long term, once we get past these things, that this still is a very good place to invest, and because people are going to want to visit here. You know, people are leaving, but there are also people coming in from urban areas.
Yep.
So, you know, it will all balance out somehow, and I hope everyone can just kind of hang in there. We'll all support each other.
Indeed, that's how we do it. It is 8:55. Brad, thank you for being here. And by the way, go to the North Bay Business Journal website. Great story about four Redwood High School students and athletes who turned something, nothing into something with a backpack. So that is a great story to look at.
Exactly. And we look forward to our Best Places to Work virtual event on the 23rd. We've got just a fantastic record number of winners this year, 114, and a lot of enthusiasm around it. And this whole thing started out right as the shelter in place came around, and we just decided we needed to continue with this, and we found a way to get to where we are today.
Absolutely, and much support in that arena too. Brad, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Pat. Have a good week.
That's Brad Bollinger, publisher of the North Bay Business Journal.